This week, the Mayo Clinic introduces us to the Giesen family. Shane and Carmen Giesen make their home in Fargo, North Dakota with their children Taylor, Bryn, and Kobe. The Giesens have never visited the Mayo Clinic until 4 months after the birth of Kobe. He was diagnosed with dilated cardiomyopathy, a disease in which the heart muscle becomes weak and the heart chambers enlarge, meaning Kobe would most likely need a heart transplant sometime in his life.
So hard for a parent to sit there, and a mom or a dad is supposed to be able to kiss all the boo-boos away, and you couldn't do that for him. And it was just hard to sit there and be totally helpless. Of you couldn't do anything but sit and hold his hand and hope that everything was going to work out for the best.
A little over a year later, after a bout of pneumonia, his health had rapidly declined and the need for a transplant was suddenly very urgent. He was airlifted to Mayo Clinic. After 12 days, Kobe's doctors heard of a donor heart available. Unfortunately, the transplanted heart did not function any better than Kobe's. He was immediately relisted. And within days, 3-year-old Kobe underwent a second heart transplant.
His first heart actually came on Father's Day of June 15th, 2008. So this June will be 2 years out from transplant. And then his second one came on June 18th, 3 days later. But just the emotions we had to go through, it seems like he didn't get a break with anything. He had a couple strokes while he was waiting for the heart, his heart. So he had to go through physical and occupational and speech when he did finally come out because he couldn't move his whole left side. So then it was a good Father's Day for us. And then the next day it was not a good day because then they had to relist him, and it was just ups and downs. And they, you know, the doctors warned us, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, but you never expect to have those kind of roller coaster rides.
Thankfully, the second heart transplant held. The Giesens repeatedly state how grateful they are to the donor's family for giving their own the gift of life. Kobe, now an energetic and smiling 3-year-old, has been not only surviving, but thriving ever since.
Currently, Kobe is doing awesome. He loves football, basketball, baseball, just running around and doing everything like a normal 3-year-old should be doing.
Today, Kobe only returns to the Mayo Clinic every 4 months for a checkup. A successful heart transplant story like Kobe's inspires us all to recognize the importance of organ donation. Only with organ donors was Kobe able to have a second and even third lease on life.